Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life. Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. Today we're talking about grandfathers, grandmothers, our connection and our relationship to them is in the Ojibwe way of life is a very, very important one. We get connected through their wisdom and the things that they've learned and the teachings and the stories and the legends and what they've have to offer. And how they conduct our ceremonies and our guide our way of life, and not just guard it, you know. I mean, yeah, my grandmother, which is my biggest influence in the Ojibwe way of life. She says to me, and I think this is the biggest connection I got from her. She said, "We watched you walk that way, walk the red road," she said. "And you walked alone and nobody walked with you." And she told me, "Don't stop. Keep going. Keep walking that way." She said, "Yeah, that's the way that we want you to walk." And, you know, so I did, you know, I continued on. And there's points in my life where, you know, I acted as a guidepost to show the way to my children and to help my mother and my father. And I tell you, you know, it's a privilege to watch people take to this way of life like a duck takes to water. I mean, you just have to show them, you know, open their eyes and make them aware. And it's like, this is where I belong. This is what I'm missing. This is what I want to do with my life. And they do it, you know. And they make things happen that you never thought that, you know, you would see them do. And it's really, really a beautiful, beautiful thing. I've got to experience those things in my life. The other things I've got to experience in my life, you know, were just phenomenal, the things that have happened. You know, I remember one time I was coming back from Grand Portage. I must have been about 15, 16. Yes, there was a young girl involved, you know. I mean, I stayed behind at the powwow. But then I took off. I started hitchhiking. And she gives me some canned foods to eat. And I took off, and nobody would pick me up. So I started noticing, you know, the sun was going down and I was too far to turn back. And I didn't know what was up ahead, so I just went off into the woods right where I was at, and I knew I had to go build a fire. So I went to build a fire, and I went over a couple of small hills, and I knew I was far enough away from the road where they wouldn't see the flames of the fire. I wouldn't be bothered. And I went back there and I collected as much wood as I possibly could. You know, I figured I'm gonna need a lot for the night. And there was plenty of wood around there. And I pitched my tent. And then I created three fires. One to the left of the tent, one to the right of the tent, one in front of the tent. And then I laid out my sleeping bag between the tent and the fire in front of me. And I laid there and, oh, I tell you, you know, the noises that night, there were so many of them, you know, I didn't know what to think, you know. I got a little afraid every now and again, but I hung in there. Next morning, I was laying there and I seen that the fires were down the coals, and I was about ready to get on up and stoke the fires again. And then I was looking at the mist and I seen the different colors coming through, purples and oranges and reds and pinks. And I thought how pretty that was, you know, right in the fog type, you know. And I start hearing this crashing. And then right through the mist came this deer, broke through the mist, and it hit the ground and it jumped over my fire, jumped over me. And on the heels of that were six wolves. And I turned around and laid flat on my belly and looked to the direction of where they were at, and I seen one wolf spin around and look at me, and the other five brought the deer down maybe 15, 20 yards from where I was at. That's how quick they were. And they killed it, and then they dragged it off. And the wolf that turned around and looked at me just kept staring at me, and the other ones dragged off that deer until I couldn't hear him anymore. Then that wolf took off. And I quickly got all my stuff together and headed out. Got back on the road and started hitchhiking. Anyway, thanks for tuning on in, and we'll see you again about a week.
Thanks for tuning on in. This is John Lartbear. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned. Come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.